Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
The WA government will transfer West Intercoast Island to the traditional owners and custodians. And to discuss this, I'm joined by Peter Cooper from the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, Acting Rangers Manager. This is a significant development. Just run us through how this came about.
I think back in the 70s when Berg was premier, and what happened was that island was going to be built for a industry, like a port system out there. Apparently, it didn't go well through at that time. So now they decided to give us back the island, back to MAC as a nature reserve, so we can look after it, protect it, and especially the animals and the rock art that's out there is really significant to us, and all of the Ngarrindjeri, all the five language groups.
Yeah, this is a big block of land that's being transferred to Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, a corporation that's been really working hard to protect and preserve the cultural heritage of the area. As a Rangers manager, as someone really active in the community, how significant is this for the organization and the community?
It's really good for us. It comes under us, like, good for the charters to look after. And there's five big islands, especially West Intercourse, that's going to be a safe haven. So, like, and jointly managed with DBCA, with us Rangers too, to look after these big islands, because our main goal is to put these islands as sanctuaries for endangered animals.
Yeah.
Like, all the sort of stuff. Because, let's say, our biggest threat probably come from the north, probably will be the Cantones, but at least these big islands will be a sanctuary for especially the northern quoll or the pilbara olive pythons, to the fear of them eating these creatures and dying is going to be massively for us, especially because of what we've got, especially animals around here. But these islands play a big role in our way of looking after it. And West Intercourse is one of the islands that there's a lot of history on it. So, you know, there's a big mountain of shells where they've been eaten. And there's all rock art. There's thousands and thousands of rock art. Not only in West Intercourse, but also the big islands, and every island you look at is the rock art everywhere. But our main concern is here, like, just to preserve animals and look after the nature of these big islands. Because, like I say, we're so glad they came back to us, because, like I say, you give us more power, more protection to look after these big islands.
You just mentioned the animals. There are also shell maidens and rock art, standing stones. And especially, it's evidence of a continuous occupation of thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Exactly. If you go by a helicopter and look at that island, you know, there's estuaries, there's marshlands, there's wetlands, there's everything that's around there. It tells you that this is a good place to, you know, to get a feed. You know, not only yourself, but, you know, your whole tribe or your family, things like that you can live off. You know, back then, you know, you see a mountain of shells, you think, you know, that's what was really healthy for us, in a way that, you know, we still eat it to this day, but back then was their staple diet was a lot of shells. It tells us a history that, you know, these ancestors, you know, were very healthy people, you know.
It's so significant, actually. The area has been nominated for World Heritage Listing.
Yeah, and like I said, it's good too, because, like I said, that comes under us now, and that's included in West Intercourse now. So, like I said, there's three places that were built for industry. One was Legenda Island, but that's came back to us. There's going to be a port there, but that's also came back to us a few years back. And Site Alanis across Woodside, that's built industry, but that came back to us. And now we've got West Intercourse, that's one of the big islands, but now it came back to us to look after. Really important for us to get this back, get it back, but it'll stop industry from, you know, going a bit further in their processes.
It said that the area will be under joint management between traditional owners and the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions. What role will each of the two partners play in managing the place?
The part is really, really important. If it comes to the village or national park in that way,
we
work so closely with DBCA, Department of Biodiversity, but the thing is, we're a good relationship in that way to do our sea patrols and work together, especially our sea patrols and looking up and plus cleaning up the islands. You know what I mean? So like a lot of debris comes on the islands. We go there and clean up with them, and together we jointly manage it. So it's a good partnership, but like we work together to help each other, and that's our role is to look after what's out there, and same with DBCA. Work together, jointly, but to do the same things as we do, to look after our country.
Now that handing over these to traditional owner management, jointly with, of course, the Department of Biodiversity, and it means that the industrial activities will not be carried out on the area. What else can be done now? Are there any economic and tourism opportunities that are opening up thanks to these?
There are plans to probably use West Lewis as an example. West Intercourse, sorry, for example, that one day people can camp on these islands, but we tell them that you can camp there, but just on the shoreline, you don't go 100 meters back from it on the land itself. So there's boundaries, and that's what we got to protect. We do our patrols and that, so people are doing that wrong thing. You can tell them to come down or get off the island and stuff, because like I said, there's signs there going to be. In future plans, there's going to be camping grounds on there, but it'll be managed by the Great Rangers and DBCA, like jointly managed, but it'll be good in the way that you can control this, but also manage those situations that does come. Like I said, there will be some hiking trails on these areas, but it's our job to go out there first and look at these areas where it's men's or women's sites.
Yeah.
But to make it culturally safe, we've got to look at these things that if we do ever come up with West Intercourse or NDB or any islands, our job is to look at that area first, what they want to do.
Before I let you go, what else can you tell us about this development, its significance for your people, and the future projects besides maybe what you just mentioned?
It gives us a big, you know, sense of pride. And like I said, it's something that's, you know, people don't realize that, you know, this we get the barber is really huge in that way that, you know, we got priceless things like, you know, rock art that's 50,000 to 60,000 years old. And there's evidence of, you know, our ancestors, and, you know, they put in these rock art petroglyphs. And you can see that, you see areas where there's, you know, where there's standing stones and all that sort of stuff that leads you to fresh water or things like that, you know, because it's a big eye opener for us. But in a way that to protect it gets back to us, I think most people I talk to now are very, very proud of what happened yesterday.
Peter Cooper of the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today about this new development, the transfer of West Intercourse Island into the Dampier Archipelago Islands Reserve Network to the traditional owners and custodians.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.